Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're looking at the declaration by Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda, that the recall of 18 lawmakers of the opposition CCC by one Sebenzo Shabangu still stands despite the High Court interdict barring further recalls. We'll also be looking at the abduction and murder of CCC activist Tapumane Masaya. Rights groups including Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and Southern African Rights Defenders Network, the United States Embassy, and UK embassies in Harare have condemned the abduction and death of Masaya, calling for full investigations on the matter. But first, tens of thousands of Jewish Americans rallied on Tuesday in Washington in support of Israel to call for the release of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas and reject anti-Semitism. VOA's Veronica Boundaris Iglesias covered the march for Israel and gathered many of the diverse points of view that were expressed.
Under the watchful eye of several law enforcement agencies, thousands of Jewish Americans gathered Tuesday at the National Mall in Washington to express support for Israel and call for the release of the hostages kidnapped by the militant group Hamas during a terrorist incursion into Israel on October 7.
Just like you have, Israel made a corridor so that Gazan refugees who wanted to leave, who were in fear of their lives, they made a safe passage for them. I'd like to see a safe passage for the 240 kidnapped Israelis that were taken from their homes.
Everybody saw what Hamas did. And of course, I pray for, you know, to minimize civilian casualties.
Rally goers also denounced all forms of anti-Semitism.
I've never experienced so much anti-Semitism in my life. I'm used to anti-Semitism, but not at this level.
There were also calls for the United States to ramp up its support to Israel.
I think that more financial aid is needed. I think that making sure that the Middle East stays safe is a huge priority for the United States.
Among the thousands of people who gathered for the March for Israel, there was a subgroup of people who had a different set of views concerning the conflict in the Middle East. They participated under the banner of the Peace Bloc and were led by lobbying groups such as J Street and the NGO Americans for Peace Now. Some questioned aspects of Israel's military offensive in Gaza.
I wouldn't consider it a counter-demonstration. I would consider it a piece of the larger conversation. What we need immediately is we need a pause in the fighting. We need a humanitarian pause.
We condemn Hamas's actions. However, we believe that to fight war crimes with more war crimes does not solve the problem.
Others share their views on what should happen when the fighting ends.
I'm in favor of a two-state solution. I think that's the only solution.
We care about Israel deeply, and we care about the Palestinians, and we want to see both of those people with dignity, sovereignty, freedom.
Despite the wide variety of opinions among Jewish Americans who participated in the March for Israel, and a couple of tense moments during encounters with Jewish Orthodox protesters on the sidelines of the main event, the rally was held and concluded in an environment of peace. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
The Speaker of the National Assembly, Jacob Mudenda, today told Parliament that the recall of 18 lawmakers of the CCC stands and will be effected despite a High Court interdict barring further recalls. Advocate Mudenda said that the recalls stand as they were done on November the 7th prior to yesterday's High Court decision. Reacting to the recalls, CCC lawmaker Clifford Squashayo castigated the move taken by Mr. Mudenda today.
Parliament yanga ine mumiririri wayo. beta rakaramirira parliament zvaifanira kuitika nezvekuti beta reparliament raifanira kutaurira parliament speaker of parliament president of senate kuti nyaya iri kubuda kuparamende iri kubuda kudare yakamira so asina kumboti ndakumirira pepa nekuti pepa richada kutaipwa ka so nekuti zvinhu izvi zvakaitika nguva dzakafanana dare mune zuva rotanga na 2 mutongo wakabuda kuma 21 so gweta ndodaifanira kutaurira principal one wegweta redare reparamende kuti kuno kwaitika zvakati but tinoona kuti gweta racho harina kutorawo zvinhu zvacho zvinofanira kunge zvichiitika tiritiudze principal wavo kuti ndo nyaya yabuda kudare ngatimire zvinhu zviri kuda kuitika kudare saka gweta rina kudi kumuadvise iye oti ndanai maprinda pepa mozonipa pepa mozouya pepa kuti rizonyorwa kudare reparamende kuti rizouya rizomanyona nokumaona updeti kuti vazopa mamiriro akaita zvinhu mudare reparamende zvinonga zvichitora nguva zvese izvozvo but vese zvaifanira zvakaitika iye kana aida confirmation aifanira akamisa obva aconfirma neloya rake because loya obviously ringe riri pano so aifanira akamisa process yekurikona obva vadeedza gweta ravo rinovaudza kuti aiwa ndozvabuda mudare vobva vamira.
That day was Triple C lawmaker Clifford Slatch Kwayo speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere in Harare. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF political commissar Mike Bima said his party had nothing to do with the recalls of members of the Triple C.
I've always said this recalling exercise has nothing to do with ZANU-PF. My job as national political commissar is to mobilize our membership for any eventuality. But recalling is done by the party concerned. I cannot recall members of the opposition because I'm not party to that. I'm not a member of that party. If it was the recalling of ZANU-PF members, then probably I would answer. But this is not ZANU-PF, it's this recalling its own membership. It's their internal issue and it has nothing to do with us.
That there was ZANU-PF political commissar Mike Bima speaking in Harare today in a video courtesy of ZANU-PF. A family member of the deceased political activist, Mr. Masaya, told reporters in Harare today that the family is very heartbroken and will be having a post-mortem of the late Masaya tomorrow.
Chokutanga tingada kuzwa kuti sei makatambira sei zvakaitika semhuri.
Zvinhu zvinongorwadza, hamuna zviri kutongorwadza namanje hapana chii. Chati achinja mwoyo yedu ichirongorwadza zvikuru.
Tichitarisa urongwa hwakamira sei.
Postmortem haichaitwi nhasi kuti kune zvoda kuti zvitariswe nevakasiyana siyana pakuitwa kwepostmortem akafa kuti vese vave kuzvinenge zvichitowanikwa mangwani nekuti zvinhu zvese zviti nenguva yakakwana zvinenge zvichitowanikwa mangwani.
Mungatitsanangura kuti chii chinoda kuitwa?
Vada kuona chasiyazvo kuti chii chingangwe chakakonzera kufa kwemunhu. Uyezvekuti chii chakashandiswa pakufa kwake kuti anyazosvike pakufa.
So tarisa iye mushaka bhasi yamuri yakakura zvakadii?
Ndoziva vatatu hamene kana paine munhu aripo.
Nemudzimai.
Vatatu vana nemudzimai.
Vakomana vasikana?
Kune mukomana mumwe chete nevasikana vaviri.
Vakura zvakadii?
Vakura mukomana mukuru akurawo akuzviitira zvaanozviitira. Musikanawo ane murume wake kuzoita mumwe mudiki achigara pamwe.
Pane vanhu vakaonekwa vakanzi vanogona vakange vakakonzera kufa kwemushakaa. Tinozvishambirawo sei kuti vanhu vakaonekwa ivavo hapana chatiroitika kwavari?
Apo ndozvipo hatina zvatingagonodini kuvatingazive maningi kungotarisa kuti pamwe vanhu vanoita basa rero vachadini vachaita kuti munhu yadini vanhu vavo kana kuti munhu yadini awanii
Katikana kutsiwa kuti go back to center ano akaita va wirwe une zvimwe zvakadaro.
Nokuda kweshungu mwoyo unenge uchidini uchifunga kuti dai pane zvingangoitikawo kune vanhu ivavo kuti isusu tinzvo kana tikagutsikana kana kuti tioneka kuti wadini wabatwa here warangwa here ndo chinhu chatinotarisira aipangwa inini ndozvinhu zvatiri.
That there was Edward Masaya, a family member of the late Tafumane Masaya in Harare. Meanwhile, CCC ward councillor for Mavuku Tafara constituency, Alexio Nyakujira, gave an update on the arrangements for DNA tests and other processes to be done tomorrow.
So post-mortem, we do each at Mangwana at 8 o'clock. Shatota is soon after post-mortem, Yaitwa. Vanenge vakusarenda bodi kwatiri kuti tichiarenja fuma burials.
Chii chaita kuti musvike padanho rokuti makuda kuita ma DNA test?
Chasvika kuti tisvike padanho ratasvika rino, it was because of zvatanga takuona musocial media kubva kuna naGeorge Charamba. Isusu nezuro tikaita a positive identification using my Masaya, so takagutsikana kuti ndozvazviri. But takazoona social media yakutaura kuti CCC inonotora zvitunha yoenda inokanda kwainokanda yobva yatsvaga nyaya. Saka takabva taita maquestion mark kuti no, kana zvakadaro vanhu havana kugona kuzotipandukira pamberi kuti ndo zvatikaita since ndova nemasimba ezvinhu zvose. So opti kuti ticlear our name, also to cover our back, paitwe DNA using hama yaMasaya.
Iyo muri yazvitambira here? Iri kuchitambira sei zvavapo izvi?
No, tanga tine mwana waMasaya, tanga tine mukoma waMasaya anga aripo, takaagiria kuti that's the position. At the same time tanga tikucommunicatewa nevanhu vangu vari kunokumba, so that's the position. Hatingangoitora tiri tega, but yaitora zvakare mhuri iripo.
Saka tingati tambonzwa MP vachitaura kuti burial yanga yaichitarisirwa kuita mangwana. Zvaitika izvi zvakureva kuti urongwa hwachinja ka?
Ya, obviously urongwa hwakutochinja. Bheria kuti tichaita mangwana hazvibude, because we don't know kuti matesti achaitwa DNA. At the same time forensic we know itore time, but pa DNA I think ichamboda tuma hours, so that is zove nema results. There's no way yatichaita bheria kusati tawana matesti DNA.
Tingati kubva nezuro kusvika nhasi mambowana here any communication kubva kumapurisa maererano nevanhu vakasungwa kana kupindira nenyaya?
No, hapana chatawana kubva kumapurisa. Chavangondizivisa ndichibva pano chekuti no, now doketi rava ina IO achakufonirai kana pane information yaari kuda.
Kova Jeffrey Carlos vazodii, vakazodii nezuro? Takasiya vari kumapurisa paya.
Vajeffrey Carlos nezuro taive navo kumapurisa, vakatorwa mastatements avakatorwa. I think ndopatikagumira vaifanira kuzoti vazotorwa navagonesi kuti vaende kuhospital. So pandabva ini ndanga handisati ndaziva kuti.
Please stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
So For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today we're discussing the expulsion of 18 lawmakers of CCC and the murder of opposition activist Tafumane Masaya. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Tim Moringai of the CCC while we're still waiting for our other guests coming in from ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, Mr. Moringai.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you could give us your view on what we are seeing unfolding in Zimbabwe, especially in Parliament, what we saw happening with the Speaker saying that they are going to go ahead and recall 18 of your lawmakers from CCC.
Thank you for the opportunity. It's a chaos that we have reached at this stage. I mean, there's no rule of law. Everybody is doing whatever they want to do. The amazing thing is, like, ZANU-PF claims that they won the election, and their focus now is on disseminating our constitutionally elected MPs who have done nothing wrong but represent the people of Zimbabwe. So it's amazing that the courts had gave us a reprieve, but then we see that the Speaker doing whatever he wants, claiming that he's working according to what is mandated for him. So it's a surprising event, and then we have all these abductions, beatings, and disappearings, trying to intimidate the CCC, but we stand resolute and with our president, Nelson Chamisa, at the moment.
And also, we've seen, you know, there have been calls by rights groups for what we saw happening at the abduction and subsequent murder of one of your members. We saw there his family talking about, you know, what steps they're going to be taking tomorrow. What's your view on what we're seeing happening?
It's a tragedy in Zimbabwe, my sister. I mean, Zimbabweans are very peaceful people, but we see that this violence has been unabated for the past 43 years. And now it's coming to a head. We see who was behind all the accidents we remember in the 80s and the 90s, and the eliminations of political opponents, the genocide and all that. It's a continuation of these things. It's a tragedy that our pastor, Tafumane Masaya, was just on a campaign bid, not bothering anybody, not antagonizing anybody, but representing the rights that he was born to represent and the choice that is mandated in the Constitution, where you're free to choose who you associate with or you politically support. So it's sad. It's sad.
So what is the way forward now for your party? A lot of people are saying they are waiting for the president of your party, Nelson Chamisa, to come and give an address as to the way forward with all these developments that we're seeing happening.
I'm glad that everybody is waiting for that, and I'm sure that when everything has come to pass and we have put everything into consideration, because now we have a lot of things that to consider. Right now, as I speak to you, there's another activist, councillor for the CCC in Uzumba Maramba Pungwe, who has been abducted. That's the news I'm getting right now. So it is sad. So what will happen is there will be a way forward. And Zimbabweans, as we know, we have to come together. It's no longer a Nelson Chamisa only kind of situation. Everybody in Zimbabwe needs to look into the mirror and say, enough is enough. We need to find a way forward. We're a peace-loving nation people. We are people that are exceptionally educated, and we know what we desire for our country, which is peace. So this road that ZANU-PF is trying to push us to, I think a lot of people are already tired of the wars and the abductions and the disappearance. So we want the rule of law to return, constitutionalism to return, and the will of the people to return, which is the votes that were given to Advocate Nelson Chamisa on August 23, which was affirmed by SADC and all the other regional bodies.
And we saw there earlier on the commissioner of ZANU-PF, Mr. Mike Bima, saying that they have nothing to do with the recourse, just going back to the recourse, saying that this is something that is within your own party, CCC. Do you think ZANU-PF has a hand in these recalls?
Yes, obviously. I mean, we heard not so long ago, Mnangagwa, the ZANU-PF employee, saying that ZANU-PF is the police. ZANU-PF is the central intelligence. ZANU-PF is the military intelligence. ZANU-PF is the judges. ZANU-PF is everything. So when we go to court and we say that the man who is recalling our members does not belong to us, why then do they continue to force our members out of parliament who were elected freely and fairly despite the conditions that were given to us even prior to the elections?
Mm-hmm.
We went into the elections with no reforms and everything, and we still beat ZANU-PF to their own game. So it's amazing that they will say they're not something, and then when it does not favor them, oh, we don't know what's going on.
Thank you, Dea. Please stay on the line. I have a caller. Hello, caller Makabi.
Tiripedu Makadiwo.
Aywa, tiriwadi. Tukusa oranani murukupi.
Mukutara na yuto ni Nzuwa, ndirimu South Africa.
Taurai tinswe, Vanzuwa.
Inini maonera andinoita zviri kuitwa nevanhu vari kurikolewa izvi zvakashatisa tingati ibazi rinobatwa nezanupf kuda kuti rikwanise kuwana 2/3 majority muparliament, and it is very bad. Munhu uyu ari kushandiswa nezanupf.
Asika atanzwa vaMike Bima vanova ivo komisa wepolitics imomo muZANU-PF achiti bato rava harinei nechekuita nezviri kuitika izvi, munoona sei ipapo?
Vana Bima vatakakura variko, vanhu vakuru, tikangokura tikapinda zvikoro varingori vatsigiri veZANU-PF, vanongodya neZANU-PF. Haiwa, vanotaura nemhavo. Kungonyara kwevanhu vakuru kuti vasaburitse chokwadi, asi chokwadi vanochiziva.
Mm-hmm. Tinoona tine vamwe veCCC vari pano vamuringai. Pane zvamungada here kuvhunza kana kutaura kwavari?
Isusu chatinongoda kuvakurudzira ndechekuti ngavakwanise kuisa security pamabato pavanhu vakakwikwidza pabato reCCC. Nekuti zvatiri kuona vanhu veCCC vachiurayiwa izvi, zvinorwadza. Like zvandakaona zvakaitika muweekend yadarika izvi hazvifadzi. Too very, very painful.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma. Regai titorei vamwe kola zvakare. Hallo, kola Makadi. Kola Makadi. Taurai tinzwe kola, tiri kunzwa mwana. Hallo, kola. I think there is some kind of connection. I can hear the baby, but I can't hear you, caller. Takukunzwa ita urai tinzwe. Tukutaura nemi murikupi, caller?
Ndiri paBotswana paFrancis Town.
Taurai tinzwe, munoitwani?
Wechikara.
Ehe, taurai tinzwe, murikunzwa irimo mugangwi.
Ya, nyaya tiri kuinzwa. Namirira akaita zvinhu, so avacha vangu avo mafambiro avo ari kuita zvinonyatsokunaka zvauri kuita. Vari kuda kukonzera hondo chaiyo chaiyo.
Panyaya yehondo manje apo isu hatikurudzire zvakadaro, asi taurai henyu kuti imi munofunga kuti panofanira kuitwa sei tichiona zviri kuitika izvi.
Vanofanira kuti ivo havasi kuteerera, varingoteerera side one chete riri kungorerekera kuZANU-PF, because haikoti apo iri kutaura iyo kuti yakataura kuti maentinga asadzingwa, ivo vari kungoramba vachidzokorodza kudzinga. Saka hatichazivi kuti ivo pfungwa dzavo dzakamira sei.
Saka imi sevatsigiriwo vanoita zvenyaya idzodzi dzematongerwo enyika, munoona kuti poitwa sei kuitira kuti zvinhu zvigadzirike?
Kurava Mnangagwa nevaChamisa voiswa pamwe chete, vaone kuti iwo vataurira nebhachi zvavo maybe ndowayforward yatingatoita because isusu hapana chatingakwanisa ivo ndo vanotoziva kuti vangaiti sei nenyika yedu kuti iende mberi tarisa izvinezvi kana tamboona zvangu accident yakabva kuitika pandege sub after Bulawayo pakafawanu 22 but vanhu ivo tatosiririswa zvikuru kwazvo hama dzedu dzapera dzaparara ipapo tikatarisa tikaona vanhu ivavo vari kutakurwa netruck chairo chairo truck vachirohwa nemhepo vanhu ivo vakangosanganiswa hazvina kana odha mapurisa chaivo pakasiya kana magrovis ekubata vanhu ivavo kwakutonoti ish zvakaoma
Haiwa mataura mashoko makukutu pedzisa henyu
chataingokumbira isusu ndechekudai zvaibvira hawo vangotaurirana paivo vari vairi iwo president chamuta wacho naiwo president nangagwa wataurira nekuti vanoti nyika yofambisa sei pane kuti varamba vakangosungira chinhu nyika hapana kwai kuenda zvinhu zvese zvakamira hapana chiri kufamba
aiwa tinotenda mukoma regai tidzokere kuna vamuringai vamuringai muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa nakola the caller is saying maybe the two leaders president your president Nelson Chamisa and the country's president Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa need to sit down and talk and may, you know hash out what we're seeing happening what's your take
I think President Chamisa has already started that process. I think it started back after 2018 elections, and the one thing that Mnangagwa wants to do is to include the polar discussion of which we are saying is not constituted by the courts or anything else. So, yeah, talks with the referee is a very good thing because, you know, if me and you have a squabble, we cannot just talk. We need to go and get somebody else. That's why we have our regional players coming through and helping us out in a lot of situations. It happened in 2009 when we had the GNU and all that other stuff. So we need our leaders to come together, sit down, and have a free convener who is not vested in the process.
So from what you've been seeing happening on the ground, we saw also some human rights groups castigating the issue of abductions, and you just came and said there is some latest breaking news from your party. Fill us in a little bit on that.
Yes, there's a councillor, Mr. Zaranyika, out in Uzumba Marama Pungwe, who has been abducted, and we don't know where he's at this moment as I speak to you.
And have you heard anything from the police? What steps have been taken to secure his, you know, whereabouts?
I think the team on the ground is working to ascertain wherever he's going on and see what we can do to help.
And, you know, there are some people that are streaming here and they've been sending messages to say they are waiting to hear from Mr. Nelson Chamisa on the way forward. Are there any plans for that to happen?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's, you know, like we have done before and we continue to do. The Zimbabwean people are the ones that are in charge of the direction of our country. So once the consultations have been done, because we need to talk to everybody, this is affecting everybody. The recalls are affecting everybody. We saw that there were dead bodies, like what my brother was saying, in Gwanda where that accident happened. So when the politics is not working, everything has shut down. And ZANU-PF has kind of realized that they can't run this country in a one-party state, which has been denied for the longest. So, yes.
Thank you so much. Time is not on my side, unfortunately. Thank you there to our guest, Mr. Tim Muringai of the CCC. We were also supposed to be getting ZANU-PF, Mr. Masimba Mabaza. But that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Msanga Nyahuye. We'll be right back.